Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Keeping your IT team sharp isn't optional, it's essential. CBT Nuggets delivers high quality IT training led by real world experts who know what teams actually need on systems teams will actually use. Whether it's staying current on cloud, networking, or security, CBT Nuggets makes training simple, effective, and scalable. No fluff, no wasted time, just smarter, faster IT teams. Thousands of companies trust CBT Nuggets, and yours can too. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and start training today.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for spending your morning or your evening or, or your afternoon with me. Maybe you're listening to me on your lunch break. Maybe you are working out. Thank you. I really appreciate it. So, to start with a little bit of an update, today for me has been a little bit of an emotional day because someone very near and dear to me, it's all good feelings, has, you know, gotten a new opportunity that, you know, pretty much will change their lives for the better. However, it's just a very long temporary goodbye. And so just kind of sorting through those emotions and channeling through that and really just trying to be gentle with myself in all honesty. It's summer now and I don't know, I'm feeling pretty conversational in the sense where I don't necessarily have a specific topic that I'm going to be touching on today, but as I'm feeling it and as it comes along, I'm just going to bring up whatever comes to mind, starting with summertime sadness. So, all right, I stepped outside my house for 3 seconds. As you guys know, I did record a story time video about that experience. And I can honestly tell you that that was the first time in my entire like YouTube social media career that I've ever felt like I have channeled my feelings into content. Because although arguably you can say that I've done things like that in the past, it's always been way more delayed. This is the first time that something just happened and I actually just created content out of it. Now, give or take, how I naturally process things is I am someone that does like to sit with something, especially something of significance, right? I'm not going to ever just hop on the internet when it comes to serious things that I need to be working on in my own personal life. But given the context that, you know, it was about dating, it was a story time, it was not even really what I would even consider a date because I did not date this person. This is just a reflection of the actual events that had transpired. So that's why I wanted to share it. I'm not exactly sure when the video is coming out. I am hoping that it'll be done by Sunday. It'll be uploaded by Sunday. Sorry, not done on Sunday, but it'll be uploaded because the video is already edited, but I just have to go over it a couple times before I finalize everything. Secondly to that, I have decided, okay, finally, I figured out what I want to do on Instagram is basically just create short form content via Reels. And I'm going to upload that both to TikTok and also my Instagram feed instead of it just being pictures of myself and like coming up with a billion different ideas that are just not enabling me to start. Because at first I was like, okay, I know I want to add value instead of only adding pictures. Not saying I'm going to never add pictures again, but I just would rather have video content. It's something that's super easy and that I'm comfortable with. So Why not just record whenever I'm inspired in my car, what have you? Just make it fun. And on that day that I recorded my story time video, mind you, I had to record it a bunch of times because I didn't anticipate on it being as long of a story time as it was. So that's why if you follow me on Instagram, I was teasing at the fact that I wanted to turn it into a reel because I had the assumption that you could make long form content on reels like as high as up to 10 minutes of content. But I ended up recording a 10 minute video on my phone only to discover that I was having a lot of difficulty trying to upload it to reels. Like it wouldn't even go. So, and it wasn't even devoid, like it wasn't even allowing me to upload the clips in order. You know, like it'll be slide one, like that would have been cool, right? Like slide one, 2 minutes, slide two minutes, kind of that sort of thing, which is what I thought would happen. So long story short, I ended up just turning it into a YouTube video. And that's what I'm going to do for Sunday's upload. It's going to be that story time video. And eventually, like as I get in flow more of things, I will definitely be uploading more frequently in regards to my channel. Because I really want to prioritize doing that again since I was prioritizing this. And now I feel like I have mastered this. Arguably, I guess, because it's just present in my mind even more than I, you know, YouTube. Because YouTube, I wouldn't say I've ever mastered. But I feel like for podcasting, I feel like I'm in a really good space where I have everything under control. I have a good idea of how things work. So I feel comfortable enough to like go back to my original love and make that the number one focus. So yeah, so there's that. And yeah, in regards to the whole summertime sadness, like I said, I stepped outside my house for 3 seconds and not going to lie, I was feeling like, I kind of want to go out again, you know, like I'm feeling social, like why not? And then next thing you know, I'm finding myself really wanting to like go out even more. But then I'm realizing, wait a second, like how does this whole work-life balance sort of thing happen? Because I have been waking up a lot later than I was before. Like I told you guys, I was waking up at 6 a.m. every single day for the past couple of months, which has been amazing for me. But I've been noticing my pattern has changed because I started going to bed later. The catalyst for that, I honestly can't even remember what the catalyst was for it, but inevitably it makes me wake up later because I'm going to bed so late that waking up at six is not an actual option. So I know life ebbs and flows. So I'm flowing with what's going on now. And I said, okay, how about I just make sure that whatever time I get up, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., what have you, I'm going to make the day as productive as possible. That's where I'm at. I'm not going to bother being like, oh my God, like, why can't I just do this and do that? Like, I don't have time for those thoughts. It's not going to produce anything positive in any capacity. And so I'm just going with the flow of life, and that's where I'm at mentally. And I feel really good. It got a little cloudy there for a second, which I did express to you guys before. And now I feel like I am just on a track of still headed where I can see where I'm going. But I don't have any attachment to any certain outcome. It's just I'm continuing to move forward and that's where I'm at. So in regards to the whole summertime sadness thing, you're not missing out on anything. Like if you truly, really think to yourself, nothing that's for me will ever miss me, you won't ever get FOMO or anything. Now, okay, maybe it's easy for me to say because I am not someone that experiences FOMO. But given the fact that, let's just say, like for instance, last Friday, I wanted to go out with my friends. But for some reason, I kept dragging my feet. I picked out my outfit, I did my hair, I packed the purse that I wanted to wear and everything. I made all the like accommodations, and then I ended up getting a phone call from, you know, someone that's very close to me, you know, and shared that news and everything, and it completely redirected my day pretty much. However, the point was is that it's so easy to get caught up in I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do that. just make sure that you're balanced in all the things that you're doing. You saying yes to this is not saying no to something that has to be done. You know, like if you know that you have set amount of work to do, don't ignore those things. It's important to exercise delayed gratification. And I wrote that on my calendar, my little whiteboard thing where I have discipline, which is, you guys know, my word of the year. And in this being my word of the year, I feel like January through April taught me how to cultivate discipline and productivity. I feel like May and now June has been teaching me the different degrees of discipline and how determination plus delayed, you know, gratification in my book equals success. And no matter what time of day I am waking up, the discipline is still doing what I have to do so that I can do what I want to do. And it's very important that we don't let this get lost on us just because the months are getting warmer and things like that. You know, don't just throw everything, all your goals, all the hard work that you put into yourself, because it's so easy to get sidetracked and distracted by, well, welcome distraction. It's so easy where things can consume your time. And to be transparent, even though that situation, if you even want to call it that, that's honestly a compliment of what it was. But that little blip in you know, breeze that went by with the story time video that I was that I'm going to be sharing with you guys, I realized that, yes, okay, I'm not attached to this person. Obviously, I don't even know who this individual is. However, I didn't like the fact that it was even taking up a thought in my head, to be honest. I felt like it didn't even really deserve that. But considering how dramatic it was in such a short time span, allowed it to take up a little bit of emotional real estate because it was just so odd in comparison to everything else. And it really just goes to show me, like, and highlights the fact that when you have the wrong man in your life, it gives you the wrong plan. You're compromising on things that you never dreamed that you would compromise on. And where we get ourselves into the danger zone is when we push past the common sense, when we push past the intuitive feelings that we get, when we push past a certain point is when we are officially in the danger zone. That's when you have to reflect and realize and say to yourself, is this really worth my peace, my sanity, what have you? And the collateral damage that's going to come from it. Sometimes some lessons are inevitable. And some, you can kind of see that train coming and you can step back and not cross over or you're going to get hit. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's just like not playing with fire. And I was saying this because I spoke to Hale earlier. I was telling her, I was like, as I was talking to my god sister earlier, I was sharing this thought that I had where I said, in your journey in life, you have to go out so far that you're not easily triggered to go back to where you normally were and resume on autopilot. Because if it's that easy for you to get to that place, then you didn't go out far enough. And that is one of the things that I live by, is I tell myself, like, no, like in any capacity, romantic, platonic, friendships, I am at the point where I've gone out so far that I can't just automatically resort back to old patterns. Because when we do that and we disappoint ourselves, and trust me, like I was in a little bit of a mini rut, and there's nothing more frustrating than being confused on why it's happening in the first place. It's like, oh my goodness, like, can I get a break? And it's so interesting how easy it is for you to just drop all of the things that are good for yourself. It starts out with eating patterns. You're eating more junk food. You're staying up later. It's like, okay, what's going on here? You're not thinking anything of it. Then, I'm going to skip the gym today. I don't really feel like going. I'm going to cancel. Then it's, I'm not going to do my shower routine before I go to sleep. I'm just going to go to sleep. Then it's, oops, I slept with my makeup on an accident. Whatever, it's not that big of a deal. Then it's, I'm going to put off my laundry and I'll just do 2 weeks of laundry next week instead. You know, like you just start naturally undoing. And the unfortunate part about this is it's so much easier to accumulate all of the undoing of everything that you began to implement, that's what makes it scary. And that's where discipline comes in, right? Because it's just simply doing what you have to do, doing what you need to do even, so that you can do what you want to do. That's what it's about. And really recognizing what is the price on the other side. You know, yes, you should honor your emotions. Yes, you should honor how it is that you feel. But at the end of the day, it's equally as important to make sure that you are saying yes to the right things and that you're not procrastinating or anything on other things that actually need to get done. There's a very fine line, especially being that the months get warmer, we're getting more social, we want to go out more, we want to do all these things. But what I'm saying is just make sure that you're carving out time to do them. Now, another thing, I don't know if you guys are feeling the exact same way, but I have been feeling like this all year, pretty much so far, that summer will always come. You will live for so many more summers in your life. So if you have to take off a couple so that you can focus, because you're certain things in life, you're only going to have to do once just to set the foundation. And then you're going to be good. And I am willing, very much willing, to make that sacrifice so that I, in service of, you know, getting myself to where it is that I need to go. And this is where gratefulness comes in, because looking back, everything that I once wanted to achieve, I genuinely have. That is proof that dreams do come true. Even my hard work, you know, of really just having that solitude and things like that, and having such a transformational year last year for myself, the tangible evidence of that, one of those things was me being able to purchase my dream car. Like, that is literal tangible evidence of how hard I was working. And when I see that and I reflect on that and I try to feel those emotions daily to really get myself into practicing the gratitude, because that is something, like, that's the number one thing that I've always, always wanted. I mean, truly always wanted. And to see that that is my current reality is truly just insane. And it's such a blessing. And I'm sure that many of you can relate to that in your own respective paths as well. So it's something to consider. You're either working to build something, and we're going to see it. You don't have to post on Instagram, move in silence, like, don't let anyone know your next move. Like, you don't need to go doing all of that. You don't have to announce how quiet you're going to be, because people love doing that too. Just do it. Just do the work. And pop up, we're going to see the results when we see the results. There's no need to announce it. And that even reminds me, because I wanted to make a video on, like, texting, things like that. And I actually did, which I'm going to be posting on Reels for Instagram and TikTok as well. But when it comes to texting with men, I was saying in my video that texting with guys is not necessarily a good indicator of a man's intentions with you. However, it is a good indicator of, what is the word that I used in the video? Interest. So it's a good indicator of someone's interest with you, of you, but not necessarily their intentions with you, if that makes sense. So at the end of the day, if somebody is not trying to see you in real life, if that person is not trying to ask you quality questions, especially interpersonally, then you already know what it is. And a lot of the times where we go wrong and where we invest even more energy is when we feel the need to explain certain things. Sometimes the bond is so shallow that you don't even have to worry about, hey, just letting you know that clearly this is not what you want, so don't even bother texting me and wasting my time. There's no point in even, you know, getting a response out of that person in any capacity. In my particular situation, as you guys are going to see in my story time video, the reason I was given the floor to have a back and forth conversation with that individual, which is something that was very new and refreshing for me, because normally, listen, I disappear. One thing about me, you don't ever have to worry about me. I will never be returning back. I'm good. Once I don't like something, I'm done. I genuinely, wholeheartedly don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to see it, hear about it, nothing. I'm done. Ghost. And in another circumstance, I don't want to say normal because that's the incorrect word, but in other circumstances, sometimes women feel compelled to, because they want to provoke some sort of emotion out of the guy. So just to call it out, it's an ego thing, honestly. Call the person out. I just want to let you know, like, clearly this isn't what you want. So I'm just going to be done with the situation. The only time you should be announcing anything is if you're actually just disinterested in somebody, right? And that person is continuing to communicate with you. See, different circumstance, right? Then it's like, hey, this isn't really something that I want to continue with. I enjoyed our time together and I wish you the best of luck. Something like that. Okay, that makes sense. But when it comes to you being upset because you feel like this person isn't doing this, isn't doing that, how is it that this person is already upsetting you and yet you still want, let's be real here, to provoke some sort of emotion out of them to get them to be like, oh my gosh, no. That's not at all what I was doing. I was doing this. I was doing that. And when you are in situations like this and it's so premature, look at the foundation already. This person is not communicating with you. This person isn't doing anything. And then I even mentioned this in one of my reels as well, where I said, be careful of the guys that want to do the good morning, you know, I hope you have a good night, sweet dreams, because what it does is it creates a false sense of intimacy when you should be formulating and cultivating that intimate connection emotionally, interpersonally. That's what you should be doing. But guys, some guys like to create that false type of intimacy by wooing and cooing you with the words, right? Or by love bombing you. They love doing things like that, some men. So just keep an eye out and be careful and like have discernment. Have discernment. What are you anchored in? Like, honestly, what are you anchored in? Because if you're not anchored in faith, for me, you guys know, I'm a Jesus girl. Then what? Where's the discernment coming from? Where's the knowledge coming from? Where's the wisdom coming from? Where is it coming from? How would you know? How would you know what to look out for? Because we can't rely on our own strength, you know, for eternity. We certainly can't. So we have to be mindful and watchful and discerning of these things so that we can avoid. Some people like to live their life by making mistakes every 5 seconds. Mistakes are inevitable. But we don't have to make a conscious decision to, well, it happened and so what? I'm, you know, that's life, YOLO. Like, no. Certain things you can, you know, attain wisdom from by observation. You know, they say like a wise man learns from other people's mistakes, doesn't necessarily have to make a million of their own. Do you understand? So these are things that I think about. And when it comes to men, what's interesting is that, and, you know, men, they always want good women. And this is something that my friends and I have talked about so many times, and I'm sure you guys can agree, where it's like, instead of just finding, because this is what makes the world go round, babe. Instead of just finding someone that aligns with their goals, they would rather find the challenge. They are seduced by the challenge in their own heads of obtaining the woman that is not on the type of time that they are. Here's an example. You are more traditional. You want to wait till marriage before you have intimacy. You are practicing abstinence, whatever it is, okay? And you have certain values. But then there's another type of woman who, hey, I'm a feminist. We should be able to do whatever men do. And so what if you get with a guy on the first time that you see them? It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that they're not going to want to be with you. Like, that's such limited thinking from the patriarchy. Why would we allow the patriarchy to dictate what we do with our lives? Let's not, you know, shame people for being liberal with their sexuality. Like, why are you so limited in your thinking? Okay, cool. You have two different types of individuals, right? Instead of a guy who knows he wants to do nothing but play games with you instead of Nintendo, he would rather go for the one that wants to wait till marriage and wants to do all these things. Why? Why? It's about conquering. It's an ego thing, right? Men are like, what, 90% ego pretty much. They want to go after that. And that just goes to show you that what kind of game is it that some guys are playing? As a society, we all have our societal gender roles, what have you. And for me, traditionally, I don't mind what the roles are. Personally, I don't want to be a man. I'm not interested in being a man. I don't care about being necessarily viewed as equal to a man, because I don't even believe that men and women are equal. I think we are all great at our own individual things. So I'm not obsessed with like that term. You know, it doesn't even affect me like in any capacity personally. And I'm not trying to be insensitive when I say that. But when I say the effect, I mean like hearing the word like we need equality with them. It doesn't necessarily matter to me, because think about it. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I'm very ambitious, but I also still like the traditional values of home structure and a nuclear family, things like that. So that, in a sense, you can argue is kind of modern, like, but I don't necessarily adopt, you know, modern values, and especially as it pertains to the like family and you know, relationships, things like that. Anyways, that's a whole other conversation for another day. But my point is that it's just very important that we are aware of who we are, the types of men that are attracted to us, and extracting the message always in every single situation and every dynamic. Because to my point, guys, they enjoy challenges, okay? They want to be, they're so intrigued and seduced by the challenge of things. And once they conquer it, it's like, oh, well, that was easy. Now it's time to go off to the next venture. So it's important to make sure that your boundaries are reflective of what it is that you hold true to, your values. Make sure that your boundaries are reflective of that, because it's so easy for whatever's going on to completely eradicate all of the hard work that you've put into yourself. It's very tricky. It's not an obvious thing. No one's going to be holding up a sign like, hey, this is about to be the biggest mistake of your life, girl. Like, oh, get ready. No, it's going to sneak up on you. It's the first time that you ignored your intuition. It's the first time that you allowed this guy to make a million excuses as to why he's canceled on you 1 million ways till Sunday. And he's apologetic for it every single time. But yet the dynamic is continuing to perpetuate. It's the time that every time you caught him in a lie, a pretty serious lie, and he's gotten himself out of that. When you do that, you're telling yourself, oh, okay, so what I'm feeling and thinking is incorrect. And oh, as long as he has an explanation for his nonsense, it's cool with me. So what's the point? There's no point in moving forward, because you're used to this dynamic already. So there's always going to be an excuse for him to explain himself out of things. And when you're in the beginning stages of things, you have, give yourself more credit. Like, actually ask you, do I really even like this person? Like, seriously, do I even really like this person? We're not concerned with whether or not that individual likes me. No, I want to figure out, wait, do I actually like you? Do I like your behavior? And make an executive decision from there. Because at the end of the day, men do have certain expectations, right? You have to honor your boundaries. You have to respect yourself. And hey, if he's not going to rise to the occasion, see, this is where we start to fall off. If he's not going to rise to the occasion, it's not a time to go, well, at least I tried and like it didn't work. So like whatever. No, it's just not for you. Nothing for you misses you. You understand? So if you live your life like that, it'll make it a lot easier to let things go. That's it. Nothing for you ever misses you. So when you go out and let's say you connect with somebody, and I was just talking to a couple of my friends about this too, where I was like, you know what? For me, I would rather go out. I like to go out early now. I don't know if it's just my age, but I'm finding that there's a lot of common ground with the timing that you're meeting certain guys, and also how they treat you. This is what I'm saying. So for instance, to talk about myself, the guy that I made the story time video about, when I met him, it was like 11 something at night. And okay, maybe this might sound like, Aisha, like, what are you talking about? No, but there's a correlation. Think about a serious connection that you have made with meeting somebody at Dark 30. And I guarantee you, out of over 50,000, 60,000 people that are listening to this right now, I guarantee you, I'll probably get four people that will say, me. Like, and it's probably from a dynamic in their early 20s, or it's nothing for people, I guarantee you, that are usually after 25. And if there are, I'll probably get one yes, one hand raise. But for the vast majority, it's not the case. When you actually sit and think about the caliber of guy, and it's going to be different per person. For me in my life, that's not the type of person that I want. I don't necessarily want to meet someone at Dark 30. Doesn't mean you can't be there during happenstance. Like, what if you're out celebrating something? Then that's different. But people that make it a lifestyle, right? Which normally that's the case. They're just in that party mode. You know, they're going out on all the hot days, like the hot spot days. They're going to the hot spot places and everything like that. Like, they're on the hunt, like you're on the hunt. What's going on over here? Huh? Okay. So think about that. You're inebriated. It's late at night. And just like I was telling one of my friends, she's like, you know what? I didn't know that, like, this is what people do. Like, you know, like, guys are really expecting to get with girls on the first day. And I was like, yeah, you know why? Because some women have never experienced a guy necessarily taking him out to a nice restaurant, right? So there's already that. Oh, yay, like, he's taking me out. This is so different. Wow, he must really like me, huh? Then you have, oh, he's getting me top shelf alcohol. Wow, so he's different. Yeah. Then it's, you're so inebriated. It's like, we're vibing, right? As they call it, we're vibing. So how about we just go back to, like, you know, your place or mine? And then if he goes back to your place, you're thinking, oh, it's my house. It's a controlled environment. Or it's my apartment. It's a controlled environment. So I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, it's in my territory, which more than likely, like, that does sound like the safer option, right? Or you go back to his place or whatever, which people do this as well. And that's how that happens. That is literally how that happens. I guarantee you, it's very seldom, slim to none, honestly, that you find yourself hearing about situations where you're having, like, first or one night stands and it's done completely sober. I actually have never heard a story about that happening before, to be very honest with you. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, of course. But again, vast majority, that's not necessarily the case. So that's how that goes about. And I learned this from men. You know, they get you super drunk so that they know that it increases their chance. So yeah, if they have to go get an expensive dinner, okay, to go out with you, why not? If they have to buy the alcohol, that's going to increase the chances of them sleeping with you and making you more wanton so that your inhibitions are lowered. Yeah, they're going to do that. I'm not saying this in some sort of, you know, predatory way, from like a sense of taking advantage of you in an unsafe way, but it is predatory in nature primarily, right? Because if you know, when someone's inebriated, they're going to be, you know, more open and relaxed and down for more things that they wouldn't necessarily be down for if they were not in that circumstance. So that's something to consider when you're going out with a guy. Be careful also of how much it is that you're drinking. Don't ever be so nervous and worked up that you have to basically be drunk in order to carry a conversation with anybody. That's also not healthy, okay? Because you remove alcohol from a lot of situations, and what connection do some people really have, okay? Friendships, relationships. Like, what do we have? What's the glue here? If we're not always numbing our feelings together, it's giving trauma bonding. These are things that I actually look at and I think about. And it reveals their intentions a lot quicker, because I don't know about you guys, but I also sort of feel like I do get a little annoyed at the, like, late nights, sort of scene, because for me, being a very sober person, it kind of makes me feel like, okay, are you even going to remember the fact that you even apparently liked me the next day? Or is this just the fly by the night sort of thing for you? How many times have you guys made connections with guys? And literally, all you've done was exchange numbers with them. And you've never even heard a peep out of this person. Like, literally. You've said nothing. They've said nothing. And you've never spoken to these people. But you met them that night. You see what I mean? I'm sure it's happened to plenty of people. Yeah. So it's very interesting how that sort of thing goes. And it kind of adds to what it is that I was thinking. Where it's like, it makes me kind of rewire how I would go about dating if I were to intentionally start dating again. It would be, I would just go out a lot earlier too, you know, hang out with my friends a lot earlier, maybe like happy hour sort of thing, even though I'm not drinking myself, but just like genuinely enjoy myself and not put any pressure on anything is what I would do. I definitely would not be exchanging numbers with anyone at dark 30. If I was out at dark 30 with my girlfriends, just like having fun, if that happens to be the circumstance, I would not exchange numbers with anybody that I met at that hour, because more than likely it's not going to go anywhere. And more than likely these guys that are out doing these types of things at this hour, probably not that serious, like in a place in their lives where they are necessarily good candidates for me personally. Now, I know that sounds super judgy, but the difference is, as women, is not only are we better at multitasking, even though, as we know, multitasking is not effective in terms of completing tasks. However, we are naturally better at it. So considering that fact, we can create space. I've talked about this in previous podcast episodes. We can create space, even if we don't have the space, but men don't do that. You stay in that box and you'll never progress past that. But with women, you can, there is room to progress. We seldom keep a guy in a certain box and then just leave him there. And there's only one explanation for that, which I've said a million ways till Sunday. Men sleep with who they can, women sleep with who they want. That is the number one defining difference. That's why guys will ghost you instead of having a conversation. Hey, this isn't working for me. Instead of just saying that, they view it as, why would I cut off the possibility of circling back and trying to potentially get in her pants? Women are not thinking like that. Let me not like text this guy saying it's not working out because like I don't want to ruin my chances of like getting with him. Women do not think like that, right? I'm sure we all can agree on that. So yeah, that's the explanation for how that goes. So it's just, it's all about knowing yourself, respecting yourself, honoring your boundaries, letting your life, you know, be reflective of your boundaries. Because you miss a day, it's a mistake. You miss two, it's now a pattern, right? That's what's in Atomic Habits by James Clear. And it's so true. It's so easy to just begin the undoing of all of your self-care practices and, you know, so many different things are taking up emotional real estate in your mind. And you know what I mean? Again, go out far enough so that you can't just turn around and walk back immediately. That's where you want to be at. That's the sweet spot. And to just, yeah, be gentle with yourself. Prioritize your relationships with your girlfriends, and becoming someone that truly is having a good time in the moment, and you're going to exude this happiness in yourself. Anchor yourself, read, you know, the Bible. Like, there are a million different Bible plans that I have on my phone that are just in my iPad that are just so amazing. There's books that you can read as well in, you know, spirituality, Christian type of books you can read that are super relatable for you to really help to put things into context, and it's more palatable for you. There's no excuses to not do these things. You have motivation that's on YouTube for free. There's a plethora of resources that we have at our fingertips that there's really just no excuse at all these days to be, you know, living in such a negative mindset. There's no excuse for it. Trouble doesn't last always. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel in any situation. I'm sure there are things that if we look back at and we thought it was like the end of the road for us, here we are. One, I'm speaking to you. Two, you're listening to this right now. And you're here to have a fresh perspective. So you've gotten over those things. So I would absolutely consider these things. And remember, like, you're not missing out on anything. You take time off this summer and you just focus on yourself. I'm not saying you don't have to go out literally ever, but just don't make it your central focus. What would life look like if you were to put in the work now? What would it look like? What would it look like if you were to actually do the things that you say you're going to do? If you were to actually prioritize the things that you want to prioritize? What would life look like if you were to keep your word? If you were to really prioritize your goals, your business? What would life look like if you were to do every single thing right now in 5 years? What would your life look like? I mean, isn't that a profound question? If you were to do every single thing you're doing right now, what would your life look like in 5 years? Question of the day. Because if you're going out and you're doing all these, you know, temporary activities, you're just a fly by the night type of person, you're living for the weekends, you're living for the night, you're always trying to escape. What is your life going to look like in 5 years if that's how you're living? We all forget that one day you're going to be 40 years old, you're going to be 50 years old, and all this energy and vigor that you had, there's nothing worse, right? Arguably, than being a has-been, right? You meet like older people and they're like, you know, back in the day, you know, I used to hang out with this guy, and they always want to name drop all these celebrities. But it's like, okay, what does your life look like now? Because your life is not reflective in any capacity of you hanging out and partying with the best of the best in 2001. It's 2023 now, okay? I don't need your stories from the early 2000s and the 1900s. What are you doing now in your life? And people that are like that, the has-beens, it's because they have never grown up. They were holding on to all temporary things, thinking that it was going to get them somewhere and that the fun was never going to run out. And it does. You're not going to have the energy that you have. It's going to be energy, but it's going to be in a different way, as it should, depending on what age you are and as you grow and evolve in general as a person. It should change and evolve. So consider these things, like whenever it is that you're going out, don't feel like you're missing out on anything, because you're absolutely not. You turn around, those parties are always going to be there. Those hot spots are always going to be there. And I honestly quickly learned that in just going out, what, 3 times I went out. And I realized, you know, this is really enjoyable. I've also realized, it's easy to want to do it all over again and get caught up. And it's from, you know, morning, it's dictating your morning, like, oh, what am I going to do later? You know what I mean? Especially when it's summertime. And I know what it also feels like to work on my goals and to realize that, hey, I missed absolutely nothing. You know, these people are always going to be here. This, like, it's easy to go find something fun to do, but to buckle down and focus, that's what you need to do. So you don't need to worry about the summertime sadness. You don't need to worry about FOMO. You need to focus on you. You need to focus on going out so far that you can't just, you know, trip and you're back to where you started. No. Focus. I promise you, it'll all be worth it. I posted something on my Instagram too that was reflective of that. Let me see if I can find it, where it said, I think I'm going to miss out on hot girl summer this year. I feel like hustling. I'm paraphrasing here, but I felt that so hard because it's so true, you know? And then I also posted, a year from now, you're going to be so proud that you didn't give up. Keep going. It's all within reach. And again, I bring everything back to what it is that I'm anchored in. Me being anchored in God, in Jesus, really has helped me to evolve as a person, because it really taught me this spiritual discipline and allowed me, it completely shifted my lens and my focus on what it is that I find value in, and how I find value and what I define as valuable in myself. That was the number one change for me. And having this perspective, and I hear it from you guys too, which is really great feedback. You guys can see it. You guys can tell. And it's just, it's not something that can be faked, honestly. Maybe you can try it on like a mask, I suppose. But it speaks for itself, you know? It speaks for itself. You can see when people have truly changed and people have truly evolved in their lives, and it's not just another like phase or era or whatever that people are going through or what have you. It really is reflective. Like, you can see it through that person, that they are a changed person, that they have evolved in their lives. So let that be you, okay? And I hope that this was encouraging and thought-provoking for you guys. I feel so much better too, as usual. And with that being said, you know, do not forget that I love you. And of course, God loves you. And I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.